It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today to study God's Word. We're in Genesis chapter 13, and we're going to read the full chapter. So please, that you open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 13, and we're going to begin there. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. I hope that that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study today, and hope that you can take an opportunity to do that. We begin reading now with Genesis chapter 13, verse 1. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And he went on his journeys from the south, even to Bethel, unto a place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, unto a place of the altar, which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, and they that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdsmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle, and the Canaanite and the Perizzites dwelt then in the land. Abram said unto Lot, Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and thy herdsmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Even as in the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou art comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of the Jordan. Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, and one from the other. And Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked, and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the Lord said unto Abram, After that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes, look from the place where thou art, northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it, and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abram removed his tent, and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. Let's begin with prayer after we've read God's precious word today. Father, I thank you that we can enjoy this time together. I praise you for the opportunity that we have to have your word before us, to learn and to know more about you. So please today, Lord, that you will guide us every step of the way, Lord, that we'll know your way and will for our lives, and that we can learn from Abram and from Lot and from good decisions that Abram made and bad decisions that Abram made. But we'll learn from that, Lord, please, that we learn each and every day, that we can draw closer to you and know you and feel your saving power in our lives if we've come by faith to you. And please, Lord, just guide and lead us today. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's a wonderful section of Scripture. I have always enjoyed the Old Testament, and especially these areas here, because there's much to learn. And I hope today that you can see, as I have learned, the many points and things that should help us to grow and be closer to the Lord Jesus. We have in the past chapter, as we kind of summarize, we have him leaving Egypt. Well, if you missed last week, why you won't even realize that he went to Egypt. There was a famine in the land of Canaan right after Abram arrived there. And when he had arrived in the land of Canaan, why he came down to the south. Abram journeyed going on still towards the south. Verse 9 tells us of the 12th chapter. And there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down into Egypt. Well, if you were with us last time, you'll know that he got to thinking about Sarai, his wife, and how beautiful she was, and that the Egyptians would just put him to death and take her. And so he got her to lie and say that this is my sister, not my wife. And so that all worked just fine until the Pharaoh took this woman into her house. Well, the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. And so judgment came upon Pharaoh because of what Abram had done. And so in doing so, Pharaoh knew, we don't sure how, but we knew because he called Abram. Verse 18 tells us, Pharaoh called Abram and said, "What is this that thou hast done unto me?" So you see clearly, Pharaoh knew that Abram was the problem with what was going on. And so then, why didst thou tell me that she was thy, why didn't you tell me that she was your wife? Why sayest thou she is my sister, verse 19 says, so that I might take her to be my wife. Now therefore, behold thy wife, take her and go thy way. And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away and his wife and all that he had. So at this time that he was in Egypt, he had gained much wealth. And if we'll notice now in this mistake that he made, he comes out with a lot of money and a lot of possessions. You think, well, it wasn't all bad then. Yes, it was, because it's causing a problem almost immediately here. One thing I want you to notice that in verse 7 of chapter 12, the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, "Unto thy seed will I give this land." And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And then he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Hai on the east. And there he built an altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. From that time on, from the verse 7 and 8 there in the 12th chapter, from there all the way to the 13th chapter, verse 3, we have no mention of him calling upon the name of the Lord. No mention at all. He didn't go down into Egypt and build an altar and praise the Lord there and thanked him that we now have food and have supplies and things like that. The very thing that he did when he left the promised land, he began to lie. "This is my sister. This isn't my wife." And he was afraid for his own life. And so as we find that people, any time that you walk away from the Lord, you see, you're either growing in the Lord or you're going away from the Lord. One or the other. There is no in between. There is no place of a kind of a plateau where you just stay. You're either going down or you're going up. You're going one way or the other. And I sure hope that you're going up, and I sure hope that you know Jesus Christ so that you can even look up. Because you see, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're going down, 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 just continuing to fall further and further away to the place of death. And when death arrives, why, then you will be placed into the place of torment until judgment upon judgment. You'll be cast into the lake of fire. That's all you have to look forward to through eternity, is that lake of fire, gnashing of teeth, the burning and the heat and darkness and total separation from God. And all those things will be yours if you neglect to come by faith to Jesus Christ. I hope today you recognize your sin, and I hope you come by faith to Jesus Christ. Now, once you come, Once you come, then you have another decision to make. Am I going to serve Him and walk after Him and praise Him? Well, even in that life that you set forth to do that, you still find yourself going up and going down and going up and going down. Abram's life was just like that. He made a decision to leave Ur of Chaldees, but he didn't quite listen to his instructions that the Lord had given him. And he took Terah, his father, with him, and Lot, and some of the possessions, and they got to Haran. And at Haran, that was as far as they could go. God wouldn't let him go any further. So he stayed in that place of fruitlessness. Terah means delay, and Haran means to be fruitless. And there were 6 years. He wasted 6 years of his life. That's what Abram wasted, because he didn't clearly listen to the Lord. So you see, you and I can do the same thing. We can lose a year or two or 6 years or 10 years or 20 years, a day or a month, whatever. We can lose those times in our praise and honor unto the Lord because we're deciding to half listen, to half follow Him. Abram did that. He left Ur of Chaldees, headed for the land of Canaan, but he didn't listen to the instructions. Well, when Terah died, he was allowed to continue, and so then we find him to be 75 years old, and they come on into the land of Canaan. Well, in the land of Canaan, they were there for a period of time. He built an altar unto the Lord between Bethel and Hai, and he praised the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. But then very quickly, then a trial came into Abram's life, and during this trial and this tribulation, he decided that the famine in the land was so great. It doesn't mention that he went before the Lord at the altar at Bethel and Hai there between the two, that he called upon the Lord. It doesn't say that. Well, you know, Bethel means house of God. And so here, when we find that he is to the place of the house of God, he should have went to the house of God during this time that we have the famine. He should have called upon him for leadership, call upon him for direction. He led him to Canaan. Why could he take care of him during the famine? Instead of that, Abram took on upon himself, and he immediately went south, went down into Egypt. Well, again, we've talked about the lie that he created to save his own skin, and we have no reference of him ever calling upon the name of the Lord at all. He gets chastised by Pharaoh and now kicked out of Egypt. And now we find in verse 1 of chapter 13, and Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him into the south. So once again, they have finally being called back out of Egypt. What did we say last time we were together, that the word Egypt will refer to all through the Scripture? Egypt stands for the world. The land of Canaan was going to be a place of promise, a place of victory, a place of blessing. And it's a place where the house of God was found, Bethel. Instead of that, he goes to Egypt. He goes into the world to answer his problems. His problems was the famine. He went into the world to find the answer. He did not go unto the house of God. We should learn from that. When we have trouble, we need to go into the house of God and call upon the name of the Lord for his direction and for his will and for his strength. Instead of that, you see, we sojourn into the world, and we do not stand upon the Word of God and enjoy His blessings for us at all. Well, Abram did the same thing. So now let's learn from Abram as he has followed the wrong path. But we find now that we're to chapter 13, verse 1, Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Now, prior to this time, there is no mention of those cattle. Those cattle will be trouble, because you see, he went on his journey from the south, even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first, and there Abram called on the name of the Lord. Now, wonderful. Abram's back. We go from the 8th verse to the 3rd verse, to the 4th verse, actually, of the next chapter, before we find Abram calling up on the name of the Lord. You see, Abram had to turn around from his ways and find his way back to the house of God. How many times have you done that in your own life? that you have decided that you're too busy and you're not going to make it to church on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night. That's just too much for anybody to ask. I just can't. I've got too many things to do and too many things I want to do. And so often is that the things you want to do is pleasures that you desire to do. And so you miss that opportunity coming into the house of God to fellowship with other believers, to grow in the Word of God. You see no need of it. Maybe where you go to church, you only have Sunday morning service. Shame on you. Once a week for an hour is a poor excuse for you call that worship, and you say that's all you need. You need to come together many times through the week to enjoy each other's fellowship, to feel the strength of the Lord together. Yes, you can study your Bible every day, and you should. You should spend time in prayer every day, and you should do that too. But you definitely need to be together with other believers. God has given us the local church. Are we required to be there on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night? No. But I tell you what, I love coming together twice on Sunday. The first time is the beautiful service of preaching of the Word, and we have the Sunday school classes and the singing of praises, and we have a wonderful time. Come back on Sunday night to study God's Word, and when we do that, why, it's a beautiful study. It's not a preaching service. It's just a study so we can grow and know more about the Lord Jesus. And then we go all the way to the end of the, to the middle of the week, to Wednesday, and we're back together again, and we enjoy and love that opportunity. We also have the pleasure of having a ladies' Bible study on Tuesday afternoon. You see, another time that they come. And many of those folks are here four times a week, loving the Word of God, getting to know more about the Lord Jesus Christ and how that He can help build their lives to be a blessing unto God. And that's what we need to do. First come by faith to Jesus Christ, and then we need to set our life in service to Him. You can't be out of the house of God this period of time that Abram was and survive without getting in trouble. Abram didn't. Abram got himself in trouble, and he was chastised again by Pharaoh and sent out of the land. Well, he headed out of the land, not upon his own doing. That's a sad thing. He went out after the rebuke of Pharaoh. The world rebuked the Christian. Now, that's sad, but that's what happened here. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him. Remember that little word, Lot with him. That's going to be trouble here for long, too. And he went into the south, and Abram was very rich in cattle and silver and in gold. And he went on his journey from the south, even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called upon the name of the Lord. All right, we've got all these verses between, this period of time between here, where he does not make any reference of praying, calling upon the Lord, building an altar, anything. And you know what? When you're in the world, you're not going to. You've got to make that decision to walk after the Lord Jesus Christ. And you got to sell your life to Him. You got to give your life to Him. And you need to be sold out to Him. And I hope that you are. I hope that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior today. And I hope that you're walking after Him. But I hope if you're in the world right now, and yet you're a child of God, you've been saved, I hope that you just come immediately. You turn around, get out of that world, and get back into the house of God, into fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hope that you do that today and begin that walk right now. Now, if you'll notice in verse 5, and Lot also, which was with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. There was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanites and the Perizzites dwelt then in the land. We just had, right before this, we had Pharaoh chastising Abram. He got so deep into the world that it got chastised by the world. God used Pharaoh to chastise him to turn Abram back around. Now, I hope that you see that and you'll come right now and be faithful unto the house of God. It returned, that chastisement didn't send Abram further away. It could have. But instead of that, it turned him around, and he went not from down into Egypt, but now he's going up into the land of Canaan, back to the place of Bethel, back to the house of God. And hopefully any kind of chastisement that you receive will do just that. It'll turn you around and send you back to the house of God, where you can find the peace and the joy, strength, and excitement that you need to have in your life as a believer in Jesus Christ. We find here that Lot was with him. Lot acquired many, many things, possessions in Egypt. And when they arrive back into the land, we find that this land is not able to bear them. And that they can't dwell together any longer, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. That's in verse 6. Verse 7, and there was a strife between the herdsmen of Abram's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle. And then the Canaanites and the Perizzites dwelt then in the land. I want you to see what's taking place. They came out of Egypt with cattle. They didn't have cattle prior to being in Egypt. That's something they acquired. And so they have acquired these cattle. Well, cattle takes a lot more land to care for them than it does for sheep and goats and camels and things of that sort. And so you see all of a sudden now with this great wealth and these great numbers of cattle between Abram and Lot, there were too many. Well, they got in a fight because my cattle need to have this grazing land. No, your cattle need to have this grazing land. And between Abram and Lot, there were just too many. Now, if we would take one out of that picture, there wouldn't be a problem, would there? So to begin with, we've picked up the cattle from Egypt. We've picked up some of the world and brought it back with us, causing strife and trouble. And that's what the world will cause, is strife, trouble, tribulation. All right, we have that. But it wouldn't have been so bad if it just been Abram. Been bad enough, but not as bad as it is now, because you see, then it would have all been Abram's. Instead of this, we have Abram and his nephew named Lot. Well, if Lot would have stayed home where Lot was supposed to stay, there wouldn't have been a problem, would there? Let's go all the way back to our Chaldees. God said, you, Abram, take you, your Sarai, and leave. Instead of that, he took his dad, and he took his nephew, Lot, his brother's son. And so in doing that, we have a strife here between the cattlemen of Abram's and of Lot's, because there's not enough land to go around to feed all these cattle that they brought up out of Egypt. And if that's not bad enough that they're fighting amongst themselves, which is a wonderful sight Christians in a church to be fighting. Isn't that a wonderful sight? Well, you say they're not in a church here, that these are workers and everything else. Yes, but Lot is saved. We know that later on in the scripture. Abram is saved, and there is conflict between them because there's too much wealth, too many cattle, all things they brought out of Egypt. The trouble that they got in Egypt is staying with them up here in the land of Canaan. Once again, who's watching these two fight? The Canaanites and the Perizzites. The world always loves to watch when believers of the true God fight. It just brings their attention right to you so they can, oh, look at that. They can't even get along. They call themselves Christians, and look at how they're acting. And I'm sure that was some of the words that the Canaanites were using as they watched the herdsmen of Lot and the herdsmen of Abram as they went to against each other trying to resolve the problem here. Well, how are we going to answer this? We've got several things that's leading up to this. Number one, Lot shouldn't have been along. Number two, they shouldn't have had the cattle because they should never went down to Egypt. And so those two things are creating the problem we have here. And a lot of times in our life, that's what will happen. One thing will lead to another and to another and to another. And even when we return back to the house of God, sometimes those things haunt us. Well, you find it right here. I think that's exactly what's happening to Abram. And Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife. Now, as a leader, Abram stepped right up and said, we got to resolve this because I don't want there to be strife between us. Two reasons. I don't want the strife, and I don't want the Perizzites and the Canaanites watching. I don't want them to see that we act just like anybody else. We're different. we follow the true God. So he says, I pray thee between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and thy herdsmen, for we be brethren, Abram said. That's the eighth verse. Again, I'll read the eighth verse. Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and thy herdsmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I'll go to the right. If thou depart to me and take the right hand, then I will go to the left. Now, look at what Abram is doing. Abram had every right, because he was the one that was to be there, and it was his promised land. But instead of that, he gives Lot the opportunity. He said, you know, we're not going to have this strife between us. This whole land is around us. Now let's separate thyself from me. Now it's too bad that he didn't make that decision back in the land of Ur of Chaldees, that he didn't tell Lot in Haran. He could have even done it up in Haran where his father died. It says, Lot, you take what you have, take all my things, and you just go back home. You're not supposed to be with me. I shouldn't have brought you along to begin with. But instead of that, we are still at this conflict, and now the whole world, the known world of the land of Canaan and the Perizzites here, are witnessing this strife between the two of them, the problem. And so Abram says, is not the whole land before thee? Verse 9, separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right, and if thou depart to the right hand, then I'll go to the left. Look at Abraham. Abram wasn't a bit concerned about ending up with the short end of the stick, did he? Oh, we need to learn from that. We're so busy trying to hang on to the things of this world, we're not going to let anybody take us. And I deserve this. I deserve that. And that's the way we act, and that's the way we talk. Well, we shouldn't. Abram looked, and he said, you know, this strife isn't going to go on. So, Lot, you know, you take that over there, and I'll take this here, and it's over. That's it. Abram didn't do that. Abram said to Lot, Lot, I want you to look each direction. I want you to look every direction. You look to the north, the south, the east, to the west. What direction do you want to go? You have your livestock. You have your people. Now, what do you want to do? You just take that, and then when you take it, then I'll just go the opposite direction. He gave Lot this opportunity. What Lot should have done, it says, no, Abram. Uncle Abram, no. This is you. I'm along with you. You choose, and I'll go the opposite way. And that would have been just fine. But we find out that that's not the case with Lot, because, you see, Lot's not supposed to be with Abram, and he's going to be nothing but trouble. And that's exactly what happened. Look what he did in verse 10. And Lot lifted up his eyes. Now, there's a mistake. I think it's very similar to what Abram did when he went into Egypt. He looked at his eyes and saw the famine in the land of Canaan, and he heard and saw the wealth and the blessings in Egypt, so down he went. See, you see, he didn't call upon the name of the Lord, did he? And he didn't call upon the name of the Lord until he got all the way back to the land of Canaan, the promised land, the place of Bethel, the house of God. Well, who taught Lot what to do? Abram did. Abram taught Lot just to look at the situation and make up your mind. Now, Abram is back with the Lord. But you see, what Lot learned, he learned more about the world than he did about the God that created the world. And so Lot lifted up his eyes, and behold, all the plain. He lifted up his eyes, and behold, all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord. All right, so he looks up there to see, and his eyes like what they see. His eyes like what they see. Now, you know, we need to be very, very careful, because we're to hear the Word of God, and we're to follow after the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And we need to be very careful, because our eyes, we look upon a new car or a new truck or so many things of this land and this world that our eyes catch. And when we do, then those eyes get to leading us instead of our following of the Holy Spirit. and following the Word of God, and following as we hear the Word of God, following those words, we let our eyes, and that those eyes then bring a hunger of our appetite for those possessions. And here, Lot looked at the plain, and he loved what he was seeing, so he decided to go that way. Now, we're going to begin there next time we come together. But, my dear friend, I want you to make a decision for the Lord Jesus. What are you going to do about Jesus?